Cork's Red FM.
Oh, yeah, the better team won at half-time. You know, there was only a point in it. Charleville 1 point up. But even in the first half, the signs were there that, you know, that there was real threat in that Charleville forward division. And as they've done all year, they came good in the second half. And, you know, ran out, I suppose, pretty convincing winners in the end. But for a long time now, it didn't look like it was going to be like that, because, like, even with three quarters of the game gone, there was still only 3 points and they won 10-1-7. But, Charleville were definitely the better side. But some of their younger players were just absolutely outstanding. Their coolness on the ball was something to behold. They had two young players in the corner foul positions, Andrew Casey and this kid James O'Brien, who's minor again next year, but who's been, you know, scoring, I think, an average of 1.6, 1.7 a game, and ended up today with 1.5, and actually made a second goal as well. You know, but actually, you could say that it was a triumph for the younger guys, but still, it took, you know, moving the veteran Melvin Gamble out to the half forward line at the start of the second half made a big difference, because his strength and experience out there, you know, he kind of cooled things down a little bit, won a lot of good possession out there, sent in quality ball up front. But it was a tremendous victory for Charleville. And a lot of celebrations will be going on down that area tonight.
And was there just kind of a bit of a golfing quality between the two sides, or was it kind of hunger in the end that won at Dermot?
Well, you know, I suppose ultimately you would say yes, there was it wasn't a gulf, but there was a gap in quality between the two sides. But Cappamore, I think, surprised a lot of people, even from Limerick. And I was talking to a few Cappamore people afterwards, and they were saying that this was as well as they hauled all year. Okay. And, you know, had they taken some of their chances in the first half, you know, they might even have been ahead at half time. But, you know, they played very well for a long time. They had some quality players themselves, but Charleville just had the better balance. And, you know, the Cappamore corner forward, Tommy O'Donoghue, did a lot of damage in the first half for them. Got a goal and 3 points. But once Michael O'Flynn got to grips with him, as he has done with nearly every guy that he's played on this year, then that was a major threat snuffed out. Their full forward as well, Conor Sheehan, looked a dangerous player, set up that goal for them in the first half. But again, Conor Fitzgerald got to grips with him. And then Alan Dennehy, another young player, minor again next year in the other corner, did a tremendous job all through. So, you know, the Charleville defence really stepped up to the mark in the second half. Their full back line, like, give Cappamore a sniff in the second half. And they did get a goal. So, towards the end, the centre forward, Eamon Gleeson, got a tremendous goal, like, towards the finish. But, you know, apart from that, they were snuffed out completely in the second half. So the Charleville defence really stepped up to the mark second half.
And I was just off the phone to TJ Crowley there, the Charleville manager, and he said the timing of the goals were very important. Would you go along with that?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, the first goal for Charleville, brought in a sense of complacency, because it came in the 12th minute, and, you know, like, it seemed to put Charleville on the road. Now, well, very, really well taken by James O'Brien. You know, very, very cool. The goalkeeper came out, ball dropped. He just, you know, basically tapped it in behind the goalkeeper and an angled ground shot into the net. And maybe gave them a sense of complacency, because you know, they were coasting 1-5 to 2 points ahead after a quarter of an hour. But Cappamore then had a pocket pass before half time. But second half, you know, they tacked on 4 or 5 points early on, but then 28 minutes of the second half, the first goal came, and that put real daylight between the teams. And then, you know, a couple of minutes later, the third goal came, and that put the nail in the coffin of Cappamore, really. And, you know, from there on, there was only going to be one winner. But no, it was a good game for the time of year, Joel. Like, really quality hurling. And given that this is the junior grade, I know now both of them are going to be intermediate next year, but the quality of the hurling was absolutely superb for the time of year, and, like, for this grade and at the time of year.
Jeremy, before I let you go, can you pick out a few players who did well on the Charleville side and then a man of the match as well?
Well, you know, defensively, as I said, in the second half, you know, Charleville were outstanding. The three O'Flynns, I suppose, Michael O'Flynn, cornerback, the two guys that really caught the eye, and a bit confusing at times, because under the lights especially, it's just hard to pick out numbers. But the two white helmeted O'Flynns, Cullum and his brother Daniel, the captain at centre field, were absolutely outstanding all through. And I suppose James O'Brien, the corner forward, like, the coolest dude in the place, finished, as I said, with 1-5 and made a couple of goals as well. But I